To kick off a new week of shows on my birthday. I am 21 years old, which means I am going out tonight and getting wasted off of Cosmos. Maybe I'll show off my tits to someone. My breast, because I am going to get fucking blitzed tonight. And I'm just going to go crazy and dance. I just want to just drink and dance with my friends and show off my tits, and I'm a whore. Totally not going to wear panties, because to celebrate, I want 21 fingers in my bacon hole. My birthday fingerings. 21-year-old Tim is a slut, isn't she? No, I am turning 31. I guess technically I've already turned 31. I was born at like 7 in the morning. I don't know if I've ever told you the story of my birth, but I'll let my mom do it.
Huh?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. You're on my program.
Oh, Jesus, here we go again.
I want you to tell my listeners, because they're very interested in me. They can't get enough of me. To tell them all about when I was born.
Well, let's see.
Start with the part where you shit yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I go into the hospital. I forgot what time it was. It was in the morning, early in the morning. And they put me on this table, they gave me an enema, and then they left the room. Well, needless to say, the enema kicked in pretty fast and nobody was around, and I tried to make it to the to the bathroom. Well, I didn't make it to the bathroom. There was shit all over the floor.
How far did you make it?
I was almost to the toilet. I just let go. It just went all over. So in the meantime, one of the girls come in and she said, "Oh my!" She went. She got all excited and everything, and she said, "It's a good thing you didn't fall." So
like slip on your shit.
Yeah,
lawsuit.
Really. So they cleaned me up and everything, and they got me back on the table.
Were you embarrassed, or were you just in like so much pain?
Well, yeah,
and getting ready
I was very embarrassed. Wouldn't you be?
Where was Dad when all this went down?
I don't remember where he was at. If he was in, I think he was in the room with me.
He watched you shit yourself. Did he help you try to help you to the toilet?
Well, there wasn't anything he could do, so he just let me just let go. So that was it. So it was all over everywhere. So anyway, they cleaned me up, and I get put back on the table and bed again. And the contractions, I guess, were coming closer and closer and closer. So they wheeled me down to the delivery room. And, I would say in about maybe, 15, maybe 20 minutes, you start coming out. And, how was it now? As you were coming out, it was getting the stronger pain. They told me that your head was as big as your shoulders coming out.
So does that mean I have a huge head or big shoulders?
Yeah, well, that's what they said. Your head and your shoulders were this, you know. And that was like very, very painful right there.
Yeah, I bet.
But anyway, you came out all right, I guess. So then,
I mean, after what was I the most painful of the three kids coming out of you?
Yes, because like they told me that you were, you know, the big. You were almost. Let's see, you were what? Not you're almost 10 pounds, I think.
Wow, and I've been a pain in your vagina ever since, haven't I?
You better believe it, boy. I don't know.
All right. So you shit yourself, and then I stretched you to the limit, basically,
you
with my big fat
right
head and my big fat
right.
shoulders.
Now look at you. You're a beautiful kid.
My head is proportioned nicely, I might add.
Yeah, you went back and, you shaped up pretty good.
All right, Mom. Well, I just wanted to entertain my listeners with the story of my birth. And
well, gee,
I gave you.
That very much.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Mom.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. There you go. The story of my birth involves shit and pain. Fantastic. Moving on. A couple years ago, I played an advertisement from the National Organization for Marriage. Apparently, there was a gathering storm at the time. Take a listen.
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark and the winds are strong.
And I am afraid.
Oh my God, what the hell's going on? Something very, very dire. You must have some intel on, like, a terrorist cell or something. Another big attack is planned.
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage have taken the issue far beyond same-sex couples.
They want to bring the issue into my life.
My freedom will be taken away.
What? Your freedom is going to be taken away if two fucking dudes get married.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job.
Now, as we learned a couple years ago when I played this, no, that woman speaking is not a doctor.
I'm part of a New Jersey church group.
No, you're not.
By the government.
Lies.
Because we can't support same-sex marriage.
I'm a Massachusetts parent, helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
But some who advocate for same-sex marriage have not been content with same-sex couples living as they wish.
Those advocates want to change the way I live.
I will have no choice.
The storm?
I will have no choice but to start licking pussy. Is that what she's insinuating here? What do you mean? It doesn't affect you at all.
He's coming. But we have hope.
A rainbow coalition of people of every creed and color.
And now they're trying to take back the rainbow, too. The balls on these people!
Together in love to protect marriage. Visit nationformarriage.org. Yeah. Join us.
It's all based on love.
Paid for by National Organization for Marriage, which is responsible for the content of this app.
Now, as I have mentioned, these were paid actors, and I have proof here. As a matter of fact, I played you some of these 2 years ago, but a new audition tape has surfaced with more of these fucktards. Take a listen.
The storm is coming, but we have hope. A rainbow coalition of people of every...
No, it's not coalition.
...in color are coming together in love to protect marriage. There's a storm gathering. The clouds are dark and the winds are strong, and I'm afraid.
And the lightning rolls, and the thunder strikes. Oh, wait. And the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes, whatever it is.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and
my
job.
Oh, no one's going to believe that.
I'm a Massachusetts.
Your messy hair and your t-shirt.
Helplessly, while his marriage have taken the issue. I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job. I'm a Massachusetts parent.
He's a doctor. He's a parent. What else is he?
The gay marriage is okay.
Living in Massachusetts and California. He's all over the place.
A rainbow coalition of people of every creed and color coming together in love to protect marriage.
Yeah, they gave the black guy that line.
The storm is coming, but we have hope. A rainbow coalition of people of every creed and color are coming together to love and protect marriage.
Mike, these are the worst actors ever. Let me help you guys out. I, after all, am a 2-time winner of the Best Actor Award in my high school. It's pretty prestigious. I wouldn't expect you guys to understand. All right, listen up. Take notes. There's a storm a-brewing. It's windy and cold, and tree branches are scraping against the window at night, and it's scary. You see, some ass bandits out there want to vow to only butt-fuck, felch, and fist each other. A queer marriage? This makes the baby Jesus weep. These homos have gone beyond... Yes, thunder, scary. These homos have gone beyond just trying to marry one another. They're pushing all sorts of queer shit on us. Manscaping? My balls are hairy for a reason! When I'm grinding my junk up against a bitch's face, I want to leave her with a little rug burn to remember me by, right? Am I right, guys? We started a rainbow coalition of gun enthusiasts to hunt down these fairies. In the name of love, of course. Join us, won't you? Nom 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 nom. The National Organization for Marriage. Nom 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 nom. All right, you get the idea. Stupid nom. Killed 14 gooks over there! What? Oh, that's a different kind of nom. Finally, before we get into the news today, I'm always featuring audio of black people, and some of you have said, wow, Tim, you're racist. It's not true at all. As a matter of fact, here is a white kid that is just as stupid as most of the black people I feature. Yes, he's a hillbilly, and this is what kids in the Midwest do for fun, apparently.
Hi, I'm Jack Dixon, and here is my farm. See, today we're going to show you what happens when you dump a whole bucket of water on maggots with a pig. See, this pig died a long time ago, well, a couple weeks ago, and we left it sit there, so there's a bunch of maggots on it. And see here, it's my dog Lisa, she's part of the cast, and now this is our materials.
They left a fucking pig just laying on the ground rotting, and now there are probably millions of maggots. Ah!
Dead pig.
So gross. This is video cast material right here.
You do water, four-wheeler, actor,
okay.
Filmmaker,
okay.
I'm a cameraman, director, actor, filmmaker, and driver. And stuntman.
All you're doing is pouring water on maggots. You don't need to call yourself a stuntman, and you don't need a driver.
Watch good old Jack Dixon dump a whole bucket of water on a maggot.
He basically just drowned.
Oh, look at that! Oh!
Drowned a bunch of maggots.
Look at that, people.
Ow.
It's nasty. Holy Jesus. Woo.
What
the hell is wrong with white people?
White people having fun. Global domination over everyone. White people smell so bright. Genocide for anyone who isn't white.
Yes.
White people,
you're killing yourself.
A little bit of Wonder Shows in for you. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now. Help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Lots of great stuff has been popping up on the feed recently. Of course, the Raymond 14 interview. We did a whole week of Sideshow exclusive programs. Plus, last week I did an extended show and an exclusive program. There was a video cast recently. If you want to check it out, get it all right now by signing up for the Sideshow. Superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today. I'm sorry, we've got some breaking news. Finally, the Rosa Parks story is getting a whole lot sexier, thanks to recently uncovered attempted rape allegations. In the sizzling essay written by herself, glamour girl and self-described party slut Parks describes how she was even offered money at one point for her sweet black honeypot. The uncovered paper is finally giving civil rights historians some much-needed jerk-off material. And although the rape never occurred, it's already reigniting the long-dormant Rosa Parks erotic fan fiction scene. Quote, "I can't wait to have Rosa sitting in the back of that bus riding some white dude's dick," said one desperate, naked, and horny writer. For more on Rosa Parks' vagina and rape in general, stick with Distorted View. Ding. All right, now for... I'm sorry. You know, when breaking news happens, I've got to report it. All right, yes, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we got a story from Arizona. A man is in custody after Tucson. I don't know where that's at. Tucson, Arizona? Tucson. A man is in custody after Tucson police say he placed an ad on the internet soliciting sex from children for the second time this year. Did it work the first time? Tucson police say 27-year-old Jeffrey Allen Albert was booked Thursday in the county jail on suspicion of one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. According to police, Albert placed an ad on the internet seeking a sexual relationship with both a mother and her young daughter. Undercover officers responded to the ad and began talking to the man who indicated his desire to have sex with a child. Chris Hansen, do you want to take this one?
Did you say you are ready to have my thang in your mouth?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Are you ready to have my in your mouth? Because she was going with it.
Honest.
Oh, so she wants it.
That's what it seemed like to me. It's not her fault at all.
She made you come over here.
I came here for reasons like that, but if she really didn't want it, sir, I swear to you, I would have never tried it.
But if she was open to the idea,
yes,
you would have had sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Probably, yeah. I'm sorry, I know you think it's bad, but that's what it is. And that would be probably the cleanest, best pleasure, I would say.
The cleanest, best pleasure is to have sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Yes, untouched. Pure as the driven snow. Well, it didn't take long. Undercover officers responded to the ad and began talking to a man who indicated his desire to have sex with a child. Police say Albert was arrested in February. He was accused back then of placing an ad on the internet, it's gotta be Craigslist, asking other men to bring their children to have sex with him. There you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
If Larry Flynt has his way, Casey Anthony could reintroduce herself nude to America on the pages of Hustler magazine and will make well over $500,000 in the process. The prawn magnate told HLN's Nancy Grace on... Really, that couldn't have gone well. Told HLN's Nancy Grace on Thursday night that talks are ongoing that could land Anthony on the pages of his magazine weeks after a Florida jury acquitted her of murder and her 2-year-old daughter Kaylee's death. Anthony's camp dismissed the report as nonsense. Come on, $500,000? I'd do it. My breast...
But Flint insists he was serious about the offer, which he said would include $500,000 up front plus 10% of all profits. He said any payment that the Orlando woman might receive for interviews with media outlets would be chicken feed compared to what she'd receive by appearing in Hustler. If they want to get their hands on big money, they've got to go through me, said Flint. Anthony's trial in Orange County fixated tens of thousands of people during its seven-week run, many horrified by the girl's death and others drawn in by the family drama. Since her release from jail early on the morning of July 17th, after getting credit for time served for her convictions on four counts of misleading authorities, she has remained out of the public eye. The Hustler magazine founder said that after a jury cleared the 25-year-old woman on murder charges, he initially did not consider reaching out to her. But Flint said his mind changed after being approached by droves of men as he was touring the country promoting his new book, One Nation Under Sex. They said, "Why haven't you made an offer? Why don't you want to publish her pictures?" He said, "She's a really attractive person. I've never seen that happen before." Asked about whether the decision might be distasteful to the... When has taste ever factored into Larry Flint's decisions? Yes. I'm sorry. Flint said that there was real demand. He also claimed that a portion of any proceeds would go to charities aimed at addressing child abuse. Yeah, throw them a bone. Flint noted, too, that he has never been one to shy away from controversy, boasting on HLN about printing nude photos of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis in 1975. "You've got men who say, hey, I want to see her in her birthday suit," he said of the Anthony offer. "There may be some sick individuals, but that's what life's about." To each their own, right? I like that Larry Flint. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Actually, Distorted View, we were actually working a deal, or trying to, many years ago. Scott Fletcher was helping me. I think during the first year of DV, when everyone was talking about podcasting, we were talking to Hustler Magazine about having them sponsor the show, or have it be like Hustler Presents Distorted View, and those talks went nowhere. They wanted nothing to do with me. No one ever does. Adam and Eve is the only company that's willing to associate themselves with me. That's why you should use coupon code FREAK at checkout. 50% off just about any item, plus 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. Go there right now for all of your dildos, pocket pussies, lingerie, and fuck flick needs. There's an ad for you. All right, final story we have for you today. The death of a Las Vegas woman who died after receiving an ass enhancement injection in a makeshift medical office was accidental. Clark County Coroner P. Michael Murphy said that 42-year-old Elena Caro died from an adverse drug reaction. He said the autopsy does not preclude criminal charges. Ruben Matea Galvez, 55, and Carmen Torres-Sanchez, 47, face charges of murder and practicing medicine without a license in Caro's death last April. Authorities allege the Colombian husband and wife team were running a cosmetic surgery business in the back room of a tile store. That screams reputable to me. When they injected Caro's ass with a gel substance, Caro was found roaming the streets in agony hours after the injection. She was taken to a hospital where she promptly died. Mateana Galvez and Torres Sanchez have pleaded not guilty in the case. The husband and wife had hoped to return to their native Colombia before they were arrested, and their lawyers have said the two remain eager to go home, of course. Police arrested the pair at the McCarran International Airport on April 9th, hours after Caro's death. The husband and wife had purchased plane tickets to return to their native Colombia on April 22nd, but were trying to catch an earlier flight. Yeah, things weren't going their way. Under questioning, Mateana, what the fuck, I can't even pronounce it. Every time I pronounce it, it's a different way. Told detectives that Caro walked away from his office after the procedure. Caro was married and had a teenage daughter. A week before her death, she had received facial Botox injections from the same people. When no problems arose, she said, "Yeah, let's go for the ass next." Botox and similar types of injections are minimally invasive, but are still considered cosmetic surgery, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me here. There better be lots of birthday wishes. See if you guys time this out properly. I'm playing voicemail calls from, what, like the 22nd or 23rd, I think.
Jigoo, Tim. It's your freak Kool-Aid Jeff calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a long-time listener, not so frequent caller.
Good.
I've been listening almost 4 years now, and just recently decided to become a Sideshow member January this year. And best decision I've ever made. Highly recommend it.
Now, all these people call in and say what a great value the Sideshow is, how much fun they're having, how much, you know, great extra content they're getting, all the archives and all this shit. What are you people waiting for? What do you want to happen to convince you to sign up for the Sideshow? Just do it.
I just came out of Home Depot a couple of minutes ago, and I heard a song that was featured as part of the mashup as an intro to your program recently.
Okay.
And while I don't know the name, it goes a little something like this. Out of my dreams and into my car.
Yes, that was a Corey mashup, right?
I love it. Made my day. Love the show. Keep up the good work, Tim. Jigoo.
Yes, if you like Corey's work, you'll really love Butt Fudge Sunday and his new CD, WTF, What the Fudge, coming out in August, as a matter of fact.
Hey, Tim.
And they're digital downloads, so you know, you pay the money and you'll get the tracks right away. It's the future of technology today.
Hey, Tim. Jordan here.
Yeah?
Listening to Thursday, July 21st show.
Was that a good one?
Had a news story about a guy being arrested and charged for adulterating yogurt. it's definitely a distorted news update. Duh. I think
Sorry.
That'd be something you'd remember, spooge and yogurt.
Well, look, you know how many stories regarding, you know, tainted yogurt I've read in my lifetime? Tons. It's what I do.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Tit from Florida, and I wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Hey, finally! Brilliant! You should get a prize for timing this right.
Second today, which is my birthday, and
well,
I figured I'd wait
till
today to call you and tell you happy birthday, because this is probably about the time that you'll be playing this message.
Wow, he timed that out perfectly.
And I guess that's it. I mean, I really have nothing else to say besides happy birthday.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy that you created this program.
Me too.
And that you continue to do it.
I know.
Even though you're turning 31.
I'm so old. Lines on my face.
Fucking idiot. I'm still trying to catch up. It's Davey here in Toronto. One of your ex-100 native disabled listeners. All three categories in one. You can make fun of me on the show if you want.
No, wait a second. Whoa, we got to rewind this here. We've got a disabled listener.
In Toronto, one of your...
You know, I kind of wondered if I had a bunch of disabled listeners, because, you know, I talk about furries, and then boom, I start getting calls from furry listeners. I've been talking about disabled people for years now. No one wants to come forward, though. This guy was brave enough to.
Maybe you're in Toronto, one of your ex-100 native disabled listeners, all three categories in one, you can make fun of me on the show if you want. I'm on fucking June 17th, 05, and there's no audio link. There's every other fucking show note bullshit, because you're a stupid dickhead, but there's no fucking show, so I can't catch up anymore.
I'm sorry.
And it seems to look like a really good show, so if you could call, you could get back to me by email or, like, fucking... post something.
No,
like
I think we should keep communicating via voicemail.
So letting you know what the fuck is going on, that'd be great, you idiot. Fucking hurry up and fix it. Fix that tomorrow.
But, okay, I'm sorry. Did he come? Wait a second.
Timmy, you fucking idiot. I'm still trying to catch up.
I was trying to see if he was going to call me a retard.
Timmy, you fucking idiot. I'm still trying to catch up. It's Davey here.
Love that so much. You need to be a part of the show. I need to make you a correspondent or something. We need to hear more of your voice. You could be my new announcer. Holy shit. Email me, please. You've got that golden voice. Fuck you, Ted Williams.
Jig you, Tim. It's Super Freaks show member Kate, and I've been running a ruthless campaign on Facebook to get Raymond to listen to your show for a few days now.
Kate, I'm so glad Kate called in. Yes, Kate offered her tits up to Raymond, or for Raymond, and I think that's what caused Raymond to eventually do the interview with me, because Kate said, look, if you do the interview with Tim, I will present my breasts to you. And covered in whatever condiment you want. I believe that's featured in the extended interview I posted on the sideshow. So, Kate, I don't know if you've emailed your tits to Raymond yet, but please forward me a copy of that. I'd like to see your mustard-covered breasts.
I'm supposed to get Raymond listen to your show for a few days now. I made a page and even promised boobage if he gives you an interview.
Yeah.
Well, he just instant messaged me and told me he'll give you an interview in a few days when he's at his mom's house. Looks like I have to get naked.
Yes.
For a Jew. Again.
Can I make your breast album artwork? If so, let me know, please.
Anthony Booz! This is the Puerto Rican Puppetry King. I'm calling to tell you happy birthday.
Ah, another one!
And here is my good friend, Boy Pussy Jones, who's going to sing you a special song.
All right.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you very much, long-legged Mac Daddy. Or no, long-legged. What was his name? The the Puerto Rican Fat Man. That's right.
855.
I was thinking of like a long-legged Mac Daddy for some reason.
Hey, Boo. What's up, freaks? Spiral ham fucker. Hey, I'm reporting live from the city of Los Angeles. So I'm working in this horrible fucking neighborhood right now at a high school, and they're filming two different shows in the main administration building. One is Parenthood, the other one is Workaholics. I don't watch TV, really. I've never seen these shows. I enjoy Distorted View Daily with Tim Hansen. So fucking, this is the worst fucking neighborhood. And I guarantee you, people that watch the show back east and out of the state think, wow, what a fucking neat place to live. All these white kids are so funny. What a great place to raise kids, dude. This is the shittiest neighborhood on the fucking planet. And I guarantee you, as soon as the cameras are packed up, and all these security guards go home, you won't find one fucking white kid anywhere in this vicinity. Turn off your television, folks. They're lying to you.
Okay. Thank you, Spiral Hamfucker.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Just calling to let you know that humans are not the only ones into skin. So are cattle, apparently.
Cattle?
Driving down the road, looked over at some cows, saw one sniffing another's butt, slowed down, took a closer look, and it was eating the shit coming out of the other cow's ass.
I wonder why. Maybe a lot of grass in there or something? I don't know. Something the cow would enjoy.
Hey, Sam, Sarah from Scotland here. Just watched the new video casting for Salt. You're still in form, my good friend. That was horrifying, hilarious, and hey, very pretty man. No, lots of clothes on.
Someone liked the video cast, all right.
Hey, Tim, this is Vince from Washington.
Hi, Vince.
I just watched that Sponge video you made, and Jesus Christ, dude. You said no pussies, but watching those pigs get their heads, like, chopped off by that machine was just fucking gruesome.
I know.
Also, I'm really amazed that you're actually keeping to your word about posting the show early. Usually you're just a lazy fuck.
I know.
So, good job on that, and
look,
the freeloaders don't
anything for my sideshow freaks. I know who's feeding me.
Tagoo, Tim. 5.5-year listener here.
Oh, long time.
Long time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But I just want to let you know I had a, you know, your freak wedding moment.
Okay.
I was at the store today, and I heard a little child laughing, and it sounded just like a bunny being crushed. Just so you should know. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you very much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Did you say you are ready to have my fang in your mouth?
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.
Shannon, I've been reviewing your record, and I don't like what I'm seeing.
Review this record, Warden. And by record, I mean vagina.